Lesson 38
Biography. Our teacher recommended the biography of the architect Frank Lloyd Wright. The reading of a biography gives a knowledge of people and events that cannot always be obtained from history books. The biography of Malcolm X is a popular book in our school. Drench. A heavy rain drenched the campus, and the students had to dry out their wet clothing. The drenching rains resumed after only one day of sunshine, his fraternity friends trying to drench him, but he was too clever for them. Swarm. As darkness approached, the swarms of children playing in the park dwindled to a handful. The mosquitoes swarmed out of the swamp. Our campus swarmed with new students in September. Wobble. Little Perry thrust his feet into the oversized shoes and wobbled over to the table. A baby wobbles when it begins to walk alone. Lacking experience on the high wire, the clown wobbled along until he reached the safety of the platform. Tumult. The sailors' voices were too feeble to be heard above the tumult of the storm. There was such a tumult in the halls, we concluded an accident had occurred. The dreaded cry of fire caused the tumult in the theater. Kneel. Mira knelt down to pull a weed from the drenched flower bed. The condemned man knelt before the monarch and pleaded for mercy. Kneeling over the still figure, the lifeguard tried to revive him. Dejected. His biography related that Edison was not dejected by failure. The defeated candidate felt dejected and scowled when asked for an interview. There is no reason to be dejected because we did not get any volunteers. Obedient. The obedient dog came when his master beckoned. Obedient to his father's wishes, Guy did not explore any further. When parents make reasonable requests of them, the majority of my friends are obedient. Receipt. As you ride past in a train, you have the unique feeling that houses and trees are receding. Mr. Ranford's beard conceals his receding chin. Always cautious, Mr. Camhi receded from his former opinion. Tyrant. Some tyrants of Greek cities were mild and fair rulers. The tyrant demanded loyalty and obedience from his subjects. Though Ella was a tyrant as director of the play, the whole cast was grateful to her when the final curtain came down. Charity. A free hospital is a noble charity. The entire community is the beneficiary of Henry's charity. The hired hand was too proud to accept help or charity. Verdict. The jury returned a verdict of guilty for the traitor. We were cautioned not to base our verdict on prejudice. Baffled by the verdict, the prosecutor felt that the evidence had been ignored.